understand that EFCA has some partners that are making a difference in this area. Can you explain to me how exactly, I mean, we'll explain the full story in the article at our website, but in our conversation today, how did EFCA come in contact with the Salinas? Yes, thank you. Can you just kind of backtrack to where that connection first started and how this amazing ministry, the Tabitha Centers, how it all began?
Yeah, I love talking about this story because so often we see biblical examples of God using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And this is another one of those stories where Salinga and Claudine moved to the capital city of the DRC. And they moved there because Salinga was overseeing all of the EFCA churches, the Evangelical Free Churches in Africa. And so for Claudine, this was a new shift. Their children were older, and she just started wondering, what does God have in store for me ministry-wise here? So she started asking him and praying about it, going into her community. And as she went, she started seeing women who were carrying their babies around on their hip. It's a very common picture of Africa that we've all seen in journals or articles or websites, people's accounts when they come back from different parts of Africa, and the challenges that these women face in supporting their child. And so it leads them oftentimes to a point of desperation where they're either willing to sell their bodies so that they can provide food and shelter and necessities for their child, or even to the point of saying, I can't do this. I don't have the resources for my child, so giving them up and not knowing even if it's a healthy situation that they're giving them up to. So Claudine started by just a simple Bible study and inviting women that she met on the street and asking them to come and hearing their stories and telling them about the fact that God loves them. It was a curriculum that we actually used in Ukraine with some of the HIV/AIDS people who were in rehabilitation centers. And so she started a Bible study, and these women would come early the next day or the next week because they were so eager to hear about God and his involvement in our lives and understanding who he is and who he wanted to be to them. And so she started thinking and praying more and said, you know, I need to do something. I'm telling them that they need to be responsible for their children and that God will provide, but I need to help them understand really what it means to provide for their child. So she is a fantastic seamstress. Took in two sewing machines that she had extra and started teaching some of the women how to sew. Some of them really enjoyed that and were good at it. Some of them, it was more challenging or they didn't enjoy it. So then they started bringing others in to help them learn how to braid hair. And in this part of Africa, if you can sew or braid hair, you can make a living so that you can support yourself and your child. And so now, as you know, the Tabitha Centers are just exploding. And this is a way that Claudine intervened in the lives of people in her community because she prayed and asked God how he wanted her to respond and what he wanted her to do. And so we can all do that. As we're going in Grand Rapids, as we're going in Chicago, as we're going in Naperville, as we're going in, you name the city, the community, the country, and God will show us what he wants us to do.
Any, I guess, key points you want to drive home?
Human trafficking is an issue. I say it's real. It happens everywhere. And unfortunately, it seems to be growing. And so our response as the church, capital C, worldwide, is that we need to get involved. We need to get involved in the messiness of people's lives. And I'm a strong proponent that we need to focus on the prevention of human trafficking. With over 20 million people enslaved across the world today, it's not realistic for us to think that we can go rescue or save All 20 million. I know that we serve a God who restores and reconnects and redeems creation to himself, including people, no matter what the circumstance. But we also serve a God who is compassionate and loving and kind and just. And so he is asking us to get involved in people's lives at points of intervention where we can be tangible hands and feet of Jesus.